This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Adrienne Hill. Oregon will join Washington and Colorado this fall in allowing the sale of recreational marijuana. There's one thing researchers would like to understand better: whether or not legalizing pot cuts into the illegal market for the drug. The National Institutes of Health just gave money to researchers in Washington to try to answer that question. As Jessica Robinson of the Northwest News Network reports, they'll use a free and plentiful, if rather unpleasant, data source.
I'll give you a hint. This is some personal data you're very happy to turn over to your local government. By the gallon.
Right now, the average is about 25 million gallons, with a peak flow of about 35.
John Eckhart is a process chemist in Spokane at, yep, the wastewater treatment plant.
Basically, anything you put down the drain comes here.
And more particularly, the toilet. Turns out, metabolites, or byproducts of marijuana use, end up in raw sewage. And Dan Bergard at the University of Puget Sound in Tacoma is hoping this will be the key to finally getting an objective glimpse into marijuana use.
So rather than asking people about illicit or maybe taboo drug use in surveys, there's no real reason why the sewage should lie.
Bergard recently received $120,000 in federal grant money for a pilot study at two sewage plants on the western side of Washington state. Think of it like an anonymous community-wide drug test. Meanwhile, Bergard also has access to another set of data. The state tracks how many legal sales of marijuana there are in each community.
And so if we know the number of grams of THC being sold, then we should be able to look at the sewage levels and say, okay, well, there's this much that comes to the sewer, there's this much that was sold.
In other words, what's the difference between how much pot people are buying legally and how much they're actually consuming? That extra amount could show the black market is still thriving or being replaced. Bergard says medical marijuana also has to be factored in.
But at least it would give us a sense of the new recreational market and how big of a piece of the pie it is.
Another question: what day of the week are consumers using, not buying, but using marijuana? Is it a weekend activity or a weekday habit? The pilot study is expected to cover 3 years. Oh, and as to who the lucky person is who gets to collect the samples?
Luckily, I guess I'm not that person.
There's an automated sampling pump that brings up the actual raw data. In Spokane, Washington, I'm Jessica Robinson for Marketplace.